Matthew must have been a very talented gentleman. He had risen to the position of being chief tax collector in the city of Jericho. And that was no small position of power. Jericho was a center of activity. All the traveling that took place between Arabia and Syria passed through Jericho. And the traveling that took place between Jordan and Jerusalem would pass through Jericho. Jericho is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. There has been a city there for over 10,000 years. And it was Matthew who was the chief tax collector. Matthew was also regarded as a renegade, a thief, a person without scruples, one who would betray his neighbors for the sake of a dollar. And so while he was an immensely talented man, he had a very, very poor reputation. And so when Jesus sees him as he walks by, no wonder that community is confused and troubled that he would call such a one to be a disciple. Now the scriptures don't tell us about what transpired between Jesus and Matthew. But I can't help but believe that that's the heart of the story. That as Jesus walked by, he caught the eye of this man. And that for a moment or two, Matthew's gaze was fixed on Jesus, and Jesus' eyes were fixed on Matthew. And in that moment, Jesus saw something in Matthew that no one else had ever seen. And in that moment, something arose within Matthew's spirit that had never been there before. And Jesus says to him, "Follow me." And immediately this man gets up and he follows Jesus. Maybe Matthew's role in Christian history is to be an object lesson that no one is outside of the compassionate love of God. That in every single human being, God sees what perhaps no one else sees, and perhaps the person does not see themselves. And that in that seeing, there is the awakening of the best that is within a person. And I would suggest to you that that is the work of the disciples of Jesus. That is the work of a congregation of faith. That is the work of this parish. To create the opportunity where something can be seen in another which calls forth the best that is in that person. Now, the great mystery of life involves the truth that the best that is within you or me, the best that is within a human being, is never freed or liberated by one's own hand. It is always liberated by the hand of another. Be that other a parent, or a teacher, or a co-worker, or a family member, or a neighbor, or a friend. The best that is within another person is always freed or liberated by the hand of another. It's what Jesus did for Matthew, and it is what men and women who call themselves by his name, Christian, and who are the body of Christ, are called to do in our own place and in our own time. And there are a bazillion ways in which that happens. There are so many ways in which each and every one of us, just by where we're placed in life, have that opportunity. There are also ways that you and I can exercise that call as members of a congregation and within the ministry of a congregation. This weekend in the social hall, after all the masses, there is the annual St. Matthew's Ministry Fair, in which there are provided opportunities for all of us to consider whether there is a way in which you or I might choose to bring our talent or our gift or our time to the service of this community. Maybe you've been doing something or involved in something for a long time, and maybe it's time to move on. Maybe it's time to try something different. And that's part of what the ministry fair is for. It's to allow people to have a gracious way of saying, I've done that for a while. I don't want to do that anymore. I think I might want to do something else. The Lord is inviting all of us, not only in ministry, but in our daily lives, to be that instrument by which the best is liberated in the lives of our neighbors. So I invite you after Mass to come down to the social hall and to spend some time looking at the variety of ministries that will be displayed and available. Talk to people if you wish to, and consider, how is it, where is it, that the Lord God is inviting you to be the hand that liberates the best in the lives of others? We turn to the Lord God in faith as we